Praise the Lord, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank the Lord for what he's done for me today. Amen. Just today. It was one of those hallelujah anyhow mornings, sister. Didn't start but about 20 minutes after I woke up. And I just thank the Lord for what he's able to do. If you just take the time out to touch him, take the time out to pray, just take the time out to believe that he's able to do what he says he can do. He can change your whole day. Amen. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Amen. I need a chair. Okay. I'm not hot. But I think I want it more like a teach than it is a preach tonight. Okay, if you have your Bibles, please open them. And let's go to the book of Matthew. Of course, that's what I said, but that's not where I wound up. Okay, Matthew, the 13th chapter. I want to start at verse 18. Little backup before we get there. This is the parable. Oh, hold on. The parable of the sower. Of course, we know that the seed is the word of God. And obviously, there is nothing wrong with the seed. The seed is going to germinate when it touches ground. It just depends on what ground it touches as to how long or how well it grows. So I want to go to verse 19. 18, it says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Amen. And if you would turn to 1 Peter, chapter 5. And verse 6, 1 Peter 5 and 6, says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." You may be seated. Amen. Of course, we know the parable of the sower. He went out and sowed, and it fell on different types of ground. Let me just catch some people up. When I was young, I always thought that I determined, or I was already pre-selected as to what ground I was. I used to think, oh God, let me be the good ground. But you want to know something? You are what ground you make yourself to be. If you want to be good ground, you will be good ground. If you want to be stony ground, you will be stony ground. It's all a matter of what you allow to take place in your life after that word comes into your heart. After that word is received into your heart, and it's good word because it's good seed and it's going to grow. If you allow it to grow and you water it and you do all that you need to do, you will bring forth much fruit. Amen. But you determine what ground you are. Amen. I also had to read 1 Peter. It says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." There are things in this world that are going to creep up on you, and they're called cares of this life. And they're going to try to slow you down, and they're going to make you to become something that you don't want to be. Stony ground, thorny ground, just old wayside ground. It'll try to pull you away from being the good ground that your heart desires you to be. Amen. Reason I took my coat off. I'm going to be a child that grows up until whatever age I decided I really want to be and have some things occur in my life. When I'm born, I'm as innocent as a white cloud. I'm snow white. I'm pure. There's no sin in my life. I'm just me. I'm just a little baby. I don't know sin yet. I don't know anything else. And I'm as happy as I can be. Watch a child. They don't care. They're just happy. Most of the time. Right, Brother Rick? Right. Okay. I got some agreement over here. But all right. Then, as we grow up, life comes upon us. And it starts to cover up this part of us. And then a little bit of this. And after a while, it's kind of like this. And we settle in and say, that's life. It fits. This is what I'm going to be. This is how it's going to be for me. Everything's fine. But you want to know what happened? What don't you see? What don't you see anymore? My innocence. Amen. It's been covered up. The things of life have come around and has destroyed what I was originally made to be. Amen. Sin, what is the cares of life? Sin, depression, worried about this, worried about that, alcohol, drugs, gossip, you name it. Anger, you know, fight, resentfulness. Everything that everybody always is what life is. And life will form you to be what it forms you to be, just like this jacket. It was made to fit me. And life has made itself at one time to fit me. And everything I did revolved around the way life treated me, the way life handled me, the way life let me go or didn't let me go. Once in a while, another thing, problems of life, decisions. We all have decisions. Sometimes decisions are the hardest things. But once in a while, we make a good decision. There's a burden off our shoulder, huh? And now, something's coming through again. But life, being life, we still all of a sudden find ourselves back in that old rut again, being who we were before, and we're just going to go along with it because it's life. I can't change myself. Life did this to me. The world did this to me. Everything I ever did made me who I am. What am I going to do? Well, I went to church one day, and somebody told me about a Savior who was able to help me, somebody who was able to take away my sins, somebody who was able to give me hope, somebody who was able to take away my despair, could take away my inability to just believe in myself. All of the things that life had made me to become, I found someone who said, I can take all of those cares away. And I'm thinking, I think I'm in the right spot. Throw some more of that seed this way. Let's see if it can grow. I didn't realize I was being sown on. I didn't realize the seed of the Word of God was doing in me the things that it was doing. But you know, after a while, something in me started saying, there is a God out there. And he's able to help me. And the more I looked into the Word, and the more I heard people in church testifying, say, God pulled me out of my sin. He put a hope in my heart that I never had before. God was able to do this. He solved my financial problem. God did this for me. He's always been there. I prayed and he answered our prayer. He healed my sister. He healed my brother. He did this. And all I sat in church was heard all of these good things. And I just say, there's got to be something right about this. There's got to be something right about this. So I kept coming back. Kept coming back and kept looking. After a while, somebody told me, probably for the 497th time, that I needed to repent, be baptized, to receive the Holy Ghost. And I need to be baptized in Jesus' name, by the way. Amen. So one day I finally heard it. Why? Because I finally listened. How many times has your mother said, talk to you, she's waving her finger at you, and she says, you haven't heard a word I said. Why? Because you weren't listening. You were just sitting there going, here we go again. She's going to yell at me. I'm going to get it. Oh, boy. When she's all finished, you're still standing there shaking your head and going, yes, mother. But you didn't hear a thing she said. Amen. But one day I was sitting in church and I heard it. And it said, you need to repent, Brother Bradley. And this big old finger just, I said, that was me. He says, and the Lord spoke to me again. He said, and you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Ooh. And he says, and you need to receive the Holy Ghost. So I said, okay. I don't understand everything, but I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. I didn't understand everything that was happening in my car when I was driving to church that day, but I knew my car would run if I turned the key. I knew that he told me that if I did what the Lord commanded me to do, everything in my life would change. My car didn't fail me. I'm sure that my God's not going to fail me. So I go to church and I start repenting. I find myself crying at this altar and I find myself just boo-hooing and I'm saying, oh God, take this off of me and make this right in my life and oh Jesus, you know. Then I got baptized in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And I come out like this. I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now I now have a power and authority over that right there. Why? Because I have a name that's been applied to my life. I have something that has greater power than this flesh ever thought of having. I'm able to say to this thing now, this thing called life, I'm able to say to it, you stay right there because that's where you belong. Because I'm up here with Jesus. I'm up here where I obeyed the word of God and God has been true to his word and here I stand. I am now free. I'm back where I was when I was first born. I'm a child. I'm innocent. I'm in the presence of God, and I'm exhibiting my white shirt, my faith. This is my faith. My faith. My faith overcame the life, my life. Faith overcame all that stuff that had me all bound up. Faith had managed to make me see and to hear that there was a God out there who wanted to love me, who wanted to do something for me, who wanted to change my life. So faith overcame this. It overcame life. It overcame my desires that I had that were out there. And he put in here desires greater than anything out there. That's why today I can walk around and say, I'm a child of God because God's done something for me. There's a lot of people here that can say, I'm a child of God because God's done a lot of things for them too. Now, I want to say this touch. It says, one thing we don't want to cast away. We want to cast away all of those things in life that hold on to us. But one thing we don't want to cast away is our confidence. The Bible tells us, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Excuse me. So that we want to hold on to, knowing that God said it, God did it. 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 And every time I went to church, there were people standing up saying, the word says, and he did. And the word says, and he did. And I started saying, the word says, and he will. The word says, and he will. The word says, and he will. And now all of a sudden my white shirt becomes bigger and brighter because I'm starting to believe God. It's nothing I'm doing, but it's that seed that's in me that's growing that's saying, get past the stony ground. Get past the rocky ground. Get past the thorns. Just become that good ground that you've always wanted to be. Grow up in God. Become strong. Cast away all of those things that are those cares of life. All of this stuff. Just throw it away. Leave it lay there. Don't touch it. Amen. Amen. Jesus said that every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. When Jesus talks about casting, he's talking about casting into outer darkness. It's not like we sometimes think, like, you know, did you ever have one of those little high-lows when you was a kid? The little paddle with a ball and a rubber band on it? You know, you go ding, 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 ding. A lot of times we go to church and we cast away all our cares. You know, but they keep coming back. So we just keep sending them back to God. And they keep coming back. And after a while, we get this idea that just throwing all our cares on God is coming to church going, oh God, I'm so sorry, help me. And you go home. We didn't cast anything. All we do is cast doubt upon our own ability to touch God anymore. So we come to church and we say, oh, I don't know how we're going to get through this. Oh, Lord, you can help me. Oh, God, this is my problem. You can help me. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go home. I didn't cast away nothing, did I? I still got this old slug hanging on my arm. Here's the other problem. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of this problem. Maybe I should get another job in this church. Oh, God. Help me to have faith. Oh, help me. Here's my faith, Lord. Help me to have faith. Look at all that faith, Lord. Oh, God. Okay, we're going home. Next time you come back to church, you still got this problem, this one back here, and another friend, and yet some more. Why? We're not casting nothing off. All we're doing is playing with ourselves, saying, oh, God, you did everything you said you'd do, and I expect you to do this too. God is faithful to his word. I want to take this off because I don't want to look like I'm in the world anymore, especially if I'm preaching. Amen. In Hebrews 12:1, it tells us to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. These are those little things that just attach themselves to you as you're going through your life. And if you don't come to church and cast them away, they're going to be with you just like I was portraying. When you go home, this problem's still going to be here. This nagging is going to be here. And this, what this lady said over here, is going to be hanging on, and you're wondering how you can graciously tell her that you hate her. You know? And these are the things that are running through your mind sometimes, you know? It's because that world is trying to get at you again. Amen. Casting away the things of the world and the problems of the world are no different than you repenting. No different than you repenting. We sometimes feel that we just say, okay, God, this is yours, and we hold it out like this, and he takes it. That is not the truth. It's what we give to him is what he takes. Now, if I have something that I don't want, like this electric bill, you know, I can just throw it, if I throw it away like that, I haven't thrown it anywhere, have I? But if I don't want this electric bill, I throw it away. That's it. Tear it up. Who cares? Like Brother Rutledge said, they're not coming after me. It said final bill. So final notice. Final notice. They're not coming back. I need those, but, you know, I need it. But repentance is, yes, turning away from everything that's not godly, but it's also letting go of it. Letting go of it. And the problems that attach themselves to us daily, we come to church and we bring them with us. But when we're here, we need to let them go. We don't need to make sure that our suit still fits well and that the things that we're trying to get rid of are still on our back when we go out that door. Because if we don't come to church and let them go, if we don't cast them at the Savior's feet, they're with us. They go home with us. And yeah, I'm preaching to Bill Bradley tonight. There are times that I've come in with problems and I've left with them same problems because I didn't let them go. It's human nature to try to figure out how can I resolve it. Well, I'll tell you how you resolve it. You come to church and you let this, that faith that's now visible and not covered up by all the problems of life, become the answer. Too many times we allow the problems of life and the cares of life and the things that consume us to stop us from reaching God. because we put this in motion and we put this thing going and it's got more answers. But there's only one answer, and that's Jesus. And when we find that we can stand in front of God and say, Lord, I may not know everything I need to know, but I know you can help me. And when you leave, just leave knowing that God can help you. Not only can, he said he will. He says he can, he can. He says he won't, he won't. But if he says he will, he will. There are things that we may ask God that's not for us yet. He'll just say, later. But if we're trying to get rid of something that's destroying our life with him, he's more than happy to take that out of our life. But the thing is, he's not going to just reach down and pull it out of like the coin out of the fish's belly. You know, you're not just going to reach down there and pull it out and say, I got it. He's going to say, you want it? And we'll say, no. It's gone. But don't do this. Oh, it was a great, great service tonight. Oh, God. Oh, wonderful service tonight. Oh. And we pick it up again. Faith leaves it right there. Faith throws it out there and leaves it there. Faith doesn't touch it again. I want my white shirt shining. I want this to. I want God to see this. My faith right here, my faith. I don't want to cover it up with the cares of life and the things that would pull me down. Because once that starts happening, I'm ineffective in my chair. I'm ineffective in a church service. I come in here and I'm somebody that needs to be attended to rather than someone who's able to attend to somebody else. Amen. My position, my goal is to help. God did what he did for me so that somebody else could see, hey, if he did it for him, he can do it for me. And that's what I saw. When I sat in church, that's what I saw. I saw people stand up and saying, I got the Holy Ghost. God's been good to me. He's brought me out of sin. He's given me a woo. He's given me something to hang on to that this world didn't have. I've got a confidence in God because he's proven himself to me. And you sit there long enough and it's going to start touching your heart. Amen. 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 What else do I got here? I don't have anything else. I just want you to know that the cares of this world are like a jacket. They'll fit and they'll sit. And if they don't fit, you must acquit. And Jesus will take them from you. I'm just joking now. But really, don't allow the things of this world to slowly creep up on you and block your faith, if you would. Become a hindrance between you and God because your faith is being covered by problems. If you have a problem and that's bigger than your faith, you have a problem. But faith should be bigger than our problem. Our faith should overcome every problem. Why? Because Jesus is faithful. He is faithful. He's able to do what we need him to do. And the time that we don't have him do what he needs to do in us is because whatever it was we had, we didn't cast it. We did one of those boomerang things, you know. Got it. You know, here you go, Lord. Catch that one. You know. Throw it out there. Let it go. Let it go. Don't take it home. If it comes up again, next time you come to church, next time you're in prayer, next time. Let it go. And leave with a clear conscience. Leave with a clear heart. Leave with an understanding that God has taken that away because you left it there for him to remove. Amen. That's how he does it. He'll never come and pick your pocket. He'll never steal from you. But he'll be a perfect gentleman and clean up everything you leave behind. Amen. Amen. There is a thief that comes to steal, but Jesus just comes to help you and clean up. And he'll clean you up to make you a child of God. Repent, be baptized in the beautiful, perfect, lovely name of Jesus for the remission of sins, which is life in you, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the promise to you, and the power and the authority to live above life and the problems of life, and the things that would hold you down. Amen. Why don't we go ahead and stand? Amen. God can do everything. God can do anything. And He can do what you need Him to do right now. All you need to do is talk to Him and leave whatever it is you don't want right where you are. You don't have to walk anywhere. You don't have to squall. You don't have to beat the pavement. You don't have to do nothing but touch God. And however you touch God is how you touch God. And however you just let go of everything that's holding you back, God will honor that. And you can leave here free from the snares of life, the toils of life, the cares of life, and everything that's outside these doors. But Jesus is here. And where He is, there is liberty. And in the perfect liberty of the Holy Ghost, we can have all things. All things. And all things means getting rid of all things that we don't need. So I just sincerely just ask you right where you are. I'm not asking you to come forward tonight. Just touch God. Pray and touch God. And leave behind those things that bothered you today. Because if we can take them one at a time, one at a time, one at a time, as soon as we remove one, more faith shows. Once we get rid of another one, even more faith is going to show. Until we have so much faith that there's not even room for something to stick to us. Amen. God's a prayer-answering God. He's a God of the faithful. And He's a God that will do what we need Him to do. And He'll do it for you. Amen. Praise God.
Well, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel. And His grace. Touch of angels.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Well, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can sense His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord.
Give us the faith, Lord, to see You as You are. To lay at Your feet, Lord, every hindrance, every obstacle, every little thing, God, that would cause us to look aside, turn aside,
hallelujah,
or to wonder. The only wonder I want in my life, Lord, is You. And Lord, everything that I am and everything that I should be is in You. Lord, I thank You that You hear us, God, and answer our prayer. God, that You're able to take from us those things which we no longer want. But God, put it in our hearts, Lord, to give and not to take back, Lord. Oh, Jesus, that Your name is greater than anything that we've ever known. Greater than the things that would come against us. Greater than our own desires, Lord. But Lord, in You, we're made perfect. In You, Lord, all things are possible. And with a heart that's happy, Lord, and a heart that's desirous of You, we can come into Your presence, lay
hallelujah
down everything, God, that's not You, and leave here joyous, leave here happy, leave here content, knowing that my God does what He says He will do. Amen. He'll make you a child of God if you let Him. Amen. He wants you. He wants every one of your problems so that you can be free in Him. Let the freedom of the Holy Ghost reign in your life. Amen.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Your voices, lift your praises to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we need you. We thank you. Help us, Lord, to cast all of our cares upon you. Oh, Jesus. Clothe us with your righteousness, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to walk past these worldly cares. Let the righteousness of God be our righteousness, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, Lord. For in your presence there's fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah, we love you, Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, we can enjoy your presence more than the problems. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful word tonight. Oh, yes. We can spend all day worrying and 5 minutes praying. It's amazing how the balances are off. Hallelujah. All day fretting and 10 minutes of praising.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for putting us in the balance. Praise God. We can escape being wanting and lacking and find substance and evidence in this confidence spoken about tonight that we just refuse to cast away. Hallelujah. That can keep us still praising you. Hallelujah. For keeping us, for filling this place, filling, Lord, all that are here. Hallelujah. Calling on your name. Filling with a peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. We don't have to see. We don't have to know. We don't have to understand how you can do all things. We believe it. We rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. One more time. Let's sing the chorus before we go.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on